Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie dance team members Mackenzie Fay, Lily Slabaugh, and Jayla Rediger, and coach Gretchen Steffen about their performances at the state dance competition. So the state dance competition was fairly recently. So how did you guys do at the competition?
So we took two dances. We took hip-hop and pom, and for hip-hop, we placed second in our division, and then for pom, we got fourth. So second place was the highest we've ever gotten. So it was really successful. We were all super happy with that one.
And the results actually just came out today. We got second place by 0.25 points, so we were very close to first place.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
That is very, very close. So what was it like up at the state competition? Have you been to a state before dancing, all of you? So what is it like being up there at that?
We have. It's a really long day. We start at like 4 a.m. So we're there the night before. 4 a.m. We're up. We're doing hair. We're doing makeup. Take the bus over. And then awards don't get over till what?
11:30
at night. So it's a really long day, but a whole lot of fun.
Where was it this year?
Wells Fargo in Des Moines.
Do you know how many people were there watching it?
Towards the end of the night, for awards, there's like thousands. Pretty much half of Wells Fargo is full.
The arena's pretty big. It's just that there's different schools competing at different times, so just different crowds come in and out. So it's not packed the whole time, but it's a pretty big arena. So it's nerve-wracking towards the end of the day when it's pretty full, but like just at the beginning, there's not really that many seats full.
Yeah, the competition does last two full days, and they have Hy-Vee Hall and Wells Fargo Arena running the entire time. So I think pom dances alone, they said there were over 125 pom dances.
Mm-hmm.
Was that just on one day even?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And there was like a total of like 207 teams, something around there. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. So you beat the vast majority of them to place as high as you did?
Yeah, we're in class, for pom, we're class 8, and for hip-hop, we're class 5.
Yeah.
So they divide you out according to the size of your school. So yeah, we did very well.
While you're doing it, which one do you like better, just each of you?
I personally like doing the hip-hop more because it's like not as technique critical. You can like just have more fun with it. The pom, I really, it's cool to watch, but it's really tiring to do, but it turns out cool. Like, I'm glad we do it, but it's just really strenuous.
Yeah. I'm more of a pom girl. I love pom. I love all the tricks that go with it and just how nitty gritty we get into details. And it is definitely the hardest dance. Like, it's so hard and so tiring, but just performing that one just gives you goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. I personally like hip hop better.
She broke the tie.
I would think most girls would say hip hop.
Yeah, it's a lot sassier and you put a lot more personality into it. But don't be wrong, pom is so fun. Like you said, it is so hard to do and nitty gritty picky, but it's a blast.
So now you just did the two dances up there, but I'm guessing, did you choose which dances you're going to do? Because you probably have several to choose from, or how does that work?
Yeah, throughout the year we do quite a few extra dances. We do one for homecoming. We're going to do a jazz that we're just going to start learning. We do a guy-girl dance. We do a lights dance. We do all sorts of dances throughout the year. Seniors usually do a lyrical dance, so there's lots and lots of variety. But we decided at the beginning of the year how many dances we're taking to state and what we're going to do. And we're always doing pom. Last year we took 3 to state, but this year we wanted to focus more on 2.
Okay, do you feel like that worked better this year to only focus on the 2 instead of having a 3rd one in there?
I think it worked in our favor because like when you can take 3 and it's just harder to get better scores because you just like have a wider range of focus. But when you just have 2, you can really hammer down on them and get those up to par.
What's next for all of you as far as dancing is concerned? Any more competitions coming up soon or?
As far as the team goes, we have a little bit of a break. We'll start back up beginning of January, and then we'll perform at a couple basketball games, and then we'll have our big show April 15th. And it's dance team night, so we'll do all of our dances then, and we do like a kids clinic group that we teach all sorts of grade levels of dance that they perform that night too.
Yeah, so that's kind of our big finale. So that's coming up, and so that takes a lot of preparation. We perform all of our dances that we've done the whole season, from homecoming all the way to...
We do all our solos.
All of them,
and then we have senior dance, and then the lights dance is where we drop the lights and have glow sticks that we do a little routine too.
But that's cool. What is that like, dancing in the dark with only lights in your hands?
It's can't rely on other people because you really have to memorize your count. But I think it's a fan favorite to watch.
Yeah, fans definitely love that one. Yeah, that's kind of
how we end the big finale
of, you know, for some of us senior year. And it's definitely, you know, you can be crying and nobody sees because it's dark. So it's definitely a lot of fun.
And you can count with your mouth, too. Yeah.
And you can see. Break all the rules.
Yeah.
No facial expressions required.
Yeah.
Are all of you seniors?
I'm a junior.
I'm a senior.
Yep. Okay, so you have another year left of dance, so what are you looking forward to next year?
Well, I'm certainly going to miss the seniors, but it won't be the same without them. I'm just excited to get back in state and see if we can do even better, just because just knowing how we've progressed since freshman year, like we just keep, like freshman year we didn't get any trophies, then sophomore year for me we got three, and then
we got a fifth, fourth, and a third.
Fifth, fourth, and third. And
so third was the highest we've ever done.
So, but I personally like this year better. Like, I'd rather get a second place trophy than two other trophies. So, we'll see if we can top it off next year, but it'll be hard.
We'll be there watching.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else that anyone would like to mention about the dance team and about state competition?
The girls just did a great job. They worked really hard, and it was a really fun day.
Tons of fun. Thanks to everybody who came. I know we had kind of a little fan group there, and it was tons of fun. And if you didn't get to go, Dance Team Night's coming up. So.
Yes, and come out and support us at Dance Team Night.
It's a packed gym, but it is definitely a night you won't want to miss. So.
Yeah.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mackenzie Fay, Lily Slaba, Jayla Rediger, and Gretchen Steffen. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.